not here.
You're Stanley Cast?
Stanley's not here.
Oh, he's showing. No, I don't know if Vinyl, but I don't know son.
Who's family?
Who?
Stanley Katz.
Is Stanley Katz.
From here?
Milo Katz. Yeah.
Yeah.
Marshall. His son-in-law's father passed away.
My mother just died. Stinger.
Right. Stanley Katz is
he was
a
retired Sunday.
Yeah.
Retired.
Not anymore.
Retired.
Yes.
Oh. What about him? See, that's the power of advertising. I never met Stanley Katz. But he hasn't been a podcaster. He hasn't been a podcaster. He has a big foot or something. Really? Oh yeah. You have to read the, like, no, that's what happens when you get older. Advertising, you know, you're older. It's like long-term memory, but not short-term memory.
Yeah. Well, you can't.
That's long-term memory.
Okay. Okay, we'll talk about the halacha about Birkas Eris. As we know, it's learned from Vayivorcha es Rivka. So, it says in Taisvis, that what's the halacha if you send a shliach for the kiddushin, right? We all know ha'ish mekadesh b'shluchai. So Taisvah says, then the shliach will make the bracha, even though the chasen isn't there. He says, how do we know this? Because there's a mesechta kala that where we see birkas erusin from Eliezer, vayvorchu es rivka vayoyimru la. We darshan vayvorchu, they made a bracha. So Yitzchak wasn't there. The chasen wasn't there. So Eliezer said the bracha. So you see that the shliach could do the bracha.
How can an Eved make a bracha for somebody? An Eved can make a bracha for somebody?
Well, I mean, he's a Yid.
Eliezer's
Yid? Eved, I'm saying, I'm looking at it like a today, nowadays, Eved would be a Yid. He's like
right,
a lady.
Right.
He did it, so...
Okay.
Some say that he was freed. There's a whole Hrenish thing. But whatever it is, Taisus says that Eliezer did it. Excuse me? Oh, well, I'm saying you're doing the mitzvah of Yitzchak, right? I'm saying you're just the shliach for Yitzchak. So, as far as making the bracha, I don't know if it matters what I, you know, it's not my mitzvah, I'm just doing it for him. It's like, let's say you send the shliach to do bedikas chametz. So it says Mishnah Berurah, the shliach. Right, so it doesn't matter that the shliach doesn't have a chiv, you know, if he's doing my mitzvah, then he makes the bracha.
Which bracha are we actually saying?
The
Chassan's bracha, yeah, that's right.
And
the Chassan's doing the Kiddushin, though.
Okay.
Right.
I'm saying, but the,
someone else is saying the bracha
for
him.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to get to that part. But here we're talking about the chazan isn't there. So he just says, it doesn't matter. You see from Vayivorchas Rivka that you still make the bracha. Okay. Now the Rambam brings down this din too. Rambam says in Perek Gimel of Hilchas Ishus that if they have the shliach, so then the shliach makes the bracha. So the base Yosef says, how does the Rambam know that the Rambam says the same halach. The Rambam says that if you send the shliach, if you're staying at home in Baltimore and you send the shliach to do the kiddushin, then the shliach does the brach. So the Beis Yosef says, where's the makor? How do we know this? So he says, because when the Gemara talks about it, it doesn't mention that it has to be necessarily the chasen. It's mashma from the stam of the Gemara that who had in the shliach. So the Marsha asks, why, Beis Yosef, why are you being so Why don't you give a really good marmokim? By Vorchas Rivka, it says, Befayir Shetoisvis, right? Taisvis says that we see from here that when the Shliach does the Kiddushin, you make the bracha, frek the marsha on the Beis Yosef. Why don't you bring a Taisvis? And if you actually look in Shulchan Aruch brings the Rambam there that if the Shliach makes a bracha, look in the Be'er Agra, Taisvis, Ksubis Tav Zayin. So what's the Pshat? What's the Pshat that the Rambam, that the Beis Yosef didn't want to bring the Taisvis? Okay.
The Beis Yosef was in the Rambam.
Was being Mavar the Rambam. So there's a very nice Mar Mokum for the Rambam, the Vaibarchas Rivka. Taisus is Mar Mokum. Why wouldn't he want to use it? Okay, so the Chidah in Birki Yosef on Ebenezer there, he says, yeah, because that Taisus isn't 100% L'chulei Alma, because others say that Vaivorchas Rivka, other places in Chazal, he brings from Pirkei Derbelezer, say Vaivorchas Rivka wasn't the Birkas Erusin, it was the Birkas Nisuin, better known today as Sheva Brachas. Birkas Erusin is the thing that they say, the one bracha, Asher Kitchanu Mitzvah Tzivon Al Arayis. Then you have the Sheva Brachas, which we do every day of Sheva Brachas, including by the Chuppah too. So that's the bracha that Vaivorchas Rivka means.
That's wild.
Well, because
where's Yitzchak?
Okay, so I'll already
nisun.
Jump.
You can't have
nisun without chassin. Okay, so there's two answers given to the Tirkat. It's a good tema. The Shita Mekubetzes has a pshat. He says this is an asmachta. And we're saying Vaivorchas Rivka later on when she got to Yitzchak. That's how he explains it. And the other way is the Svarnu, and the Mahafla was Mechaventim, that there's a concept called Moser Shlucheya L'Shlucheya Ba. That the din is when you give her over to go with the messengers of the husband,
so
that's called like nisuin.
So she
can eat truma, and there's a few other things in the Gemara and Ksubis. The Gemara talks about la la hafars nedoreha. Well, the kedushin she needs to get.
Right,
yeah,
right.
But now this is already. In other words,
the things that I don't have between kedushin and nisuin.
So there's nothing without just. That Masira alone is Nisuin? Yichud is needed.
Right.
Okay, very good. Let's think, you know, what is going on over here? We got to know there is this Gemara. It's not made up. It's a real Mishnah with the Gemara.
Right.
Yeah, so really, the Achronim are all, even forget Achronim, the Gemara already is all busy. Le'inyan Ma. The Gemara goes one for one. Is she, because, for example, by Kiddushin, the halacha is that the father and the husband do the hafaras nedarim together. They share it. By Nisuin, just the husband. So the Gemara says, so is Masra work for that? So the Gemara says, yes. How about as far as Yerusha? The din is if a guy's wife dies by Erusin, her father inherits her, not her husband. How about Masra? So the Gemara says, one man says, yeah, one says no. So it's
back and forth.
It's in the middle. I don't remember everything by heart. It's not 100% nisuin. It's le'inyan kama devorim. It's nisuin already by Masra.
But maybe midyar abanan, not midyar aisa. Meaning, it's not that that's nisuin.
Well, the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk. It's
right.
If nisuin is bia, then it's not. But if it's something else, rishus habal.
Yeah, so but it's mashma from the Gemara to the Rai, so we learn it from a pasuk,
right?
But it's not for everything still. So you see that there's still more to go. It's not all in all dinim already.
What is the truma? If she marries a kohen, she can now start eating truma, or if her father was a kohen, she can no longer.
Both ways, but that's a really not good example because midrash it's already kiddushin.
Okay,
it's not such a good thing to use.
Okay, so that's not a good example.
Yerusha
is not a good example.
Why not?
Because, Because the Chachamim could say.
Oh, you want to know if it's the Raisa or the Rabbanan, you mean? Hafaras Nadarim is a good example, though. That's the Raisa. She made a Neder. That's the Raisa issue you're dealing with. Right? And it says that as soon as they're Masra, then a husband alone can do it. So you see that it has a machashivus to be the Raisa. So the Hafla wants to say that that's what it says there, you know, that they sent her off, Rivka off with the Eliezer and the camels and all that. So that was the Nisuin. That was considered enough Nisuin to make Sheva Brachas. Reb Shmuel doesn't like that Hafla. He says you need the full Nisuin to make Sheva Brachas. It's fair to say. Okay. Then you have to say what the Shita Mekubetzah said.
Yeah, because Sheva Brachas is
the simchas.
It's a simcha. So where's the simcha?
Yeah.
It's a halachic attachment.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
that's more or less. Yeah, he says that reason,
right.
And he also says because we hold aser lanus arusais, right? The hiter lanus anasuis lanu ay dechupa v'kedushin. She's only muteris labayla ay dechupa, right? And he proves there that legabe muteris labayla avada, you need a real chupa. That's not one of the things that happens by the Master Shulchiyah of the Shulchiyah Ba. You maybe could inherit her, maybe he could make for her Nidorim,
right.
But Legabi Heter Be'ishtai, you need a chuppah.
Legabi
Ishus. Right. So Vemela Pashtas, he says, the Seva Brachas should be by the Heter Ishus. So he holds it the Haflo Shver. Okay, fine. So then you have to say with the Shita. But anyways, that's details. The main ikar, what I'm talking about is, what does it mean? Vayvorchu es Rivka, velche brocha. Vayvorchu es Rivka, what brocha was it? So Taisus says it was Birkas Eiris. And Taisus learns out that we see that the shliach makes the Birkas Eiris. Says the Chida, but not everyone agrees with that, Taisus.
Why is it Baram?
Oh, Mamash, we're going to get to your shayla in a minute. Very good.
What
did
you say?
Why does it say a Lashon Rabin? Vayvorchu. How many people are... The Chidah, others say Vayvorchas Rivka is Sheva Brachas. So that could be why the Beis Yosef didn't want to bring that Taisvis, because it's not so posh. Okay, so I'm coming to back up this Chidah, because still, I mean, very nice, it's not so posh. So you can still bring it, it's a Taisvis, you know? Like, why shouldn't you bring it? Just because there could be a Pirka de Belezer that says otherwise. So here I want to explain the pshat in this. No, it's a very big chokhmah that Beis Yosef is going not like that, Taisus. Why? Because there's a yesoidus dika shayla. What is the bracha of Asher Kidshanu over there? Asher Kidshanu. Is it a birkas hamitzvahs, like all the mitzvahs, like Asher Kidshanu lecho al achilas matzah, Asher Kidshanu al sivan al amila, so it's also a birkas hamitzvahs, or is it a birkas hashvach? Is it just a bracha that thank you Hashem for giving kedusha to Klal Yisrael, that we have a whole inyan of nisuin, and we're not like goyim that don't have this? Okay, so this is a big machlekes. Rambam against the Russian Ritva. The Rambam says beferish it's a bracha on the mitzvah, because one of the mitzvah number 213, Reshit Gimel, is kedusha. So it's a mitzvah essay, kedusha. So you need to make a bracha. Okay, that's the Rambam sheet. The Rosh says there's no such mitzvah as getting married. It's not one of the mitzvahs. Says in the Torah, ki yikach ishisha. If, that's nishka mitzvah. If you do it, it's nishka mitzvah. If you did it, you don't have to do it. So it's nishka mitzvah. So zokter, so what is it? Shvach. Thank you, Hashem, for separating us from tumah and making us kedusha. And the Ritva says it's just like you make kiddush Friday night. Asher kidshanu b'mitzvaysav v'shabbos kodshei b'avav rotzin nichilanu. Thank you for making us Kaddish. Yeah? So also here, you're saying, thank you Hashem, Shaloy Sonic Goya Ratzah.
Who's the Bible number 213? The Rambam?
The Rambam says it's the mitzvah number 213 is a Kiddushin.
And the Smag also?
The Smag could be, but I don't know. Look it up.
Does a Rambam paskin that shechita is a mitzvah?
It is one of the tied mitzvahs, yeah.
Okay, so it's a
shechita. It could be good because you make a bracha there too. Okay, so.
There is time the shechita is a mitzvah.
What?
There is time the shechita is a mitzvah. Our time by
kachin. Oh, by kachin. That's true.
No,
yeah.
But shechita
so the mice of shechita is a mitzvah at times.
Yeah, but it's
shechita stolen.
Rishus
lechol basar.
Yeah, I mean, right. But I mean, the chayv is the same thing, right?
Yeah, the Rosh himself actually talks about shechita there. The shechita, the Rosh says, according to me, that I'm saying that the bracha of Erusin is only a shvach because you don't have to do it. So how am I going to end for shechita?
The
Rosh asks on himself. He asks on himself. I'm saying that anything you don't have to do is a mitzvah. So then, oy bezoy. So okay. So by because Erusin, you're giving a whole shevach vahidoya lakel al the whole long nusachot we say there. But what will I say by shechita? Why do you make a bracha on shechita? You don't have to shecht either. So he gives two answers. He says, first of all,
you do have to shift. You don't have to eat meat.
Okay. So here also, I mean, if you want to get married, it's pretty close. So he says two chalukim. He says, first of all, what you just said, amol shechitas mamash a mitzvah by kodshim. So memela, out of that, we already make a bracha always. Then he says another thing: the nusach ha-toyra is more strong by shechita, because it says v'zavachta. But here it never says vilokachto. It says kikach. So that's another chilik he says. So we don't make any bracha. He says we don't make any bracha on kiddushin other than shvach. Oh, so there zok the ritva tu nafka mina ladina between the Rambam with a rush. First nafkina says the ritva. What do we do? Do we say the bracha and then we give the ring, or do we give the ring and then we make the bracha? So he says, the Rambam says, Beferish, first the bracha, then the ring. Because, you always make a bracha of a mitzvah
before you do it.
Zokter, but if you go with the shvach, then it's just the opposite. First you get married, then you make the bracha, just like he says, first it's Shabbos, then you make Kiddush.
Same thing Abdullah, but between the...
Oh, you mean with the Bar Yom HaEish, the same kind of thing, right.
Yeah.
If it's a mitzvah or a shvach, right. So that's ritva's first nafkamina. So he says, what's the order?
What's shechiyonu?
Shechiyonu is for sure haidoy. It's not a
mitzvah.
That's a haidoy. He says, other nafkamina is who makes the bracha? Who makes the bracha? If you say a mitzvah, of course the one who does the mitzvah. So he says, and that's why if you look in the Rambam says that the chassin says the bracha. And there's even a tshuvas Rambam. He says if anyone else does it besides the chassin, it's a bracha levatala. Says the Ritva, but b'chol hagilil shalanu, in all of our communities, hashlich tzibur oimer. You don't have, or nowadays it would be the Rav, but in his days it wasn't the Rav. He says they had, I don't know, they had the Chazin.
The Rambam, who's the
Ritva saying.
The Ritva.
He says, because he's very against the Rambam. He says, Nish kin mitzvah klal. It's a brocha of shvach. And he says, in all our communities, the Chazin doesn't say it. Somebody says it. Why? Because the pshat is we're praising Hashem for Kedushas Klal Yisrael. So whoever is there could do that.
Well, why is the Chazin not doing it? In other words, I understand why you're going to let somebody else do it.
I guess the Chazan. Oh, you mean in case the Chazan.
And
also another reason. The Chazan is the one with the community. He does everything, so he does that too.
You know, the key, but somebody.
That's very important. I happened to have been in the Chazan a couple of years ago in Eretz Yisrael. And it was more than Sunni crowd, but the thing, the big Tommy Chacham and the Chazan, they had the Chazan.
The
Chazan do it, yeah. Some people are very upset because they said, we don't do that, you know.
Well, the Noi of Yehuda says, this is a grad, he says, la halacha, he said, we try to be chayshish for both. So what do? We have the Rav or whoever do it, but he tells the chassan, I'm being mitzi.
They do that.
Because you don't want to have a bracha l'tal according to the Rambam.
Right.
So really, and nafgamina is like the Noi of Yehuda, if the chassan cannot hear, and he can only talk, then you tell the chassan to do it.
But how about the first?
Because you want to chaperai in the Rambam.
How about the ring? What do we do with the ring?
what's the problem with the ring here?
First.
Oh, which one? Do you do Lamaisa first? First you do the bracha and then the ring. That's what you do Lamaisa.
So that's like the Rambam.
Yeah, that's like the Rambam, because we want to chaparai in the Rambam. Okay, so that's the two nafkamins. So now let us boyu cheshbin here. Let's figure out by Rivka. Okay? So did they give the ring and then they said the bracha, or they the other way around? So look in the Chumash, and you'll see that it says that he gave her the matanis, and then afterwards it says Vayvorchas Rivka. Okay, so that would show like the Rush. Okay, also the Gra brings down the din that the minig is the Gra in Shulchan Aruch. The minig is at the Chazan, the says the thing, not the Chassan. So it says, where's the makor of that minig? Vayvorchu es Rivka. Why is it saying they made the bracha? Eliezer should be making the bracha. And if you look in the pasuk, the family was saying it. Why is the family saying it? According to the Rambam, the chassan does it, or the shliach. So it should say vayvorech. Eliezer said the bracha. Is a raya to the rush again? Is a raya to the rush again? Then somebody else does it. Somebody else does it. Okay. So we have two strikes against the Rambam from both of these things. First of all, the order is wrong. First they gave the ring, and then they do the Vayvorchu. Second of all, Vayvorchu, the wrong person is saying.
What's the Vayvorchu again?
Vayvorchu, the family did it. It's not really the plural. He's not getting into the plural. He's going to who was.
It's
referring to the love on them. They said it. Achoseinu, right? They said our sister was the love on talking. So Zok the Goyin, that's that he was the chazan, right? But Eliezer didn't say it.
Shul shouldn't complain about their chazan.
Yeah.
Worse than Lavan, he wasn't.
He fits the profile perfectly.
Yeah. Yes. So that's who said it. Yeah. We darshin the Masechta Derech Eretz darshins. It could be they darshin like Vayvorchu es Rivka. Vayomru, not that they made a bracha and they said that maybe doesn't say the words of the bracha, but anyways, it wasn't Eliezer. So these are two kashas on the Ram. So how could we answer the Ram? So the eight says that the Rambam will say it was Sheva brachas, and Memela like the other Pshita, right? Like the Chidal brach. And Sheva Brachos is after you give the ring, I hope, right? So it's in order. And also, the Rambam's Shita by Sheva Brachos is that everyone at the Sheva Brachos is really chayiv in the Sheva Brachos. And that's how the Rambam explains why do we need Panim Chadoshes. So the Rambam says, because they didn't yet do Sheva Brachos, so you have to do it Bishvila. Mm-hmm. You have to do it. The Rambam Shita is that whoever comes is supposed to do it.
Every
so,
day is not a new...
So it's not like the Taisus has a mahalach that it's a new simcha because a new person came, you're more happy. The Rambam doesn't go with that mahalach. He goes with, the idea is because everyone there has to do it. So if everyone did it, they did it. If you have someone new, he didn't do it yet, so you do it for him.
Then why do we say you don't need Panim Chadosh by Shabbos?
The Rambam argues. The Rambam doesn't bring that in. That's a nafkamina. The Rambam holds on Shabbos, you need Panim Chadosh.
So only the Panim Chadosh makes the brachas?
No,
you can do it for him, he says. The Rambam says he doesn't have to do it himself.
Somebody who has
you're doing it for him.
Oh, but he's chayv.
He's chayv in it, and you do it for him. That's the relshin of the Rambam.
But that's why you shouldn't be massing the Miller books and singing it either.
You mean because you're doing it.
If you're being
Yaitse. Unless I'm a punning Yishamas.
Yeah.
Okay. So, anyways, so Mimela, that's very nice. Vayvarchu. They all made the brach, you know. By Sheva brach. So Memela Kumtois that the Rambam he for sure holds that it was Sheva Brachas for two reasons. First of all, because of the order, and second of all, because they're saying it, not Eliezer. So that's the Chachma of the Chida. So the Chida said that why did the Beis Yosef not bring Vayvorchas Rivka, because there's a shita that says that it's B'Shava Brachas. So it's a shita azoy. So I have a shita azoy. The terrorist is because we're bringing a source for the Rambam. The Rambam was the one who holds the Shava Brachas. That really explains the chidah very nicely.
So it's not each Shava Brachas. In other words, a Shuvim Mei Mishta is not a separate. It's not a separate Indian. You can feed the Rambam. Anyway.
Right. That's why if you were there by the other day, you don't need to do it again.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. So, Mamela, I believe this is Moitzi Lo Oira the Chidah very well. Yeah? This is what I said when I was a Chassin. Not a Chassin Taira. I was Tam a Chassin. And we had Chaburas. So, when I was my turn, so I said that part. I don't know if I said all of it. Probably over the years it got more. But I started it then.
Okay.
What?
The same word,
the why not? Yeah, it's the same thing that everyone's supposed to do. So now I want to say Dvarim Chadoshim about this more. Very, very, I think, poshited thing. The Ritva, as we said, he's from the big holders that it's Shvach and you do it after, and it's not a mitzvah at all. He says, Mihu. In the Yerushalmi is a Mefurish Yerushalmi like the Rambam, because the Yerushalmi has a memra in the end of Masech the Brachas. Kol abroche mitzvahs mevorich aleim over lasiyasi. Chutz mitkias shayfer v'kiddushim b'bir. Why? So shayfer, the Gemara also has such a girsa in Pesachim. The Gemara says, because we're afraid maybe he won't blow good. So we don't want to make the bracha before. What if it doesn't come out good? Okay. Kiddush Bia, Zok the Ramban, because Leir Bechavis Dover. If he did Kiddush Bia, we're afraid of Eves Dover, so we don't do it. Fine. I didn't quote it exactly right. V'yesh Oymrim Af Kiddush Bia. So Zok the Ritva. Clearly in the Yerushalmi, that otherwise, if you do it with a ring, then the bracha is before. So it's clearly that you make the bracha before.
The Bavli
doesn't say this. Right.
It doesn't say
chutz. Okay. So now, you brought a very good point, but not like this. So he says, really, l'chair, we should do like the Yerushalmi. And do like the Rambam.
Unless the Bavli
are. Oh, so he says that we must have a Mesoira that the Bavli argues. He says, in other words, you can't really pin it down to any Beferish Bavli, because even though the Bavli says Kol HaBrachos Mevorech Al Vadisos and Chutz Mitvila at the end, and the Gemara doesn't say Chutz Mikedushin Bebia, but that wouldn't be such a great raya, because even the Yerushalmi said it's a Yeshayimri. Vaistois, that it's even the Yerushalmi, some say that he could do it, and he's careful not to come to Erev's Dover. So you can't tell. Maybe the Bavli really holds that Kiddushin is also Eiver Lasiyasa. You can't really prove from that the Bavli argues with the Yerushalmi. So he says, but that must be the Mesoira. Okay. Then he brings after that, but the Rabbi Yechiel Miparis said nothing doing. If it says it in the Yerushalmi, we're doing it. And as long as there's no Beferish Bavli against it, we're doing Bracha before Kiddushin. So he paskins like the Rambam. You have to do it before. Oh, so now the question is, so what is the pshat in these Bali Messiah? What is the pshat that just had like a Messiah, ish mi pi ish, from the Ramba, from the days of the, I don't know, whatever, that the Bali argues? So I want to say a pasha the pshat. Very, very simple. What's going on is like this. The Ritva himself brings from the Ramban, that the Ramban also asks this kasha. Why, Taka, don't we make a bracha? Asher kidshanu b'mitzvay savet tzivanu l'kadish asayisha. Ramban asked this question. Okay, now the way the Rosh seems to deal with that kasha is because there is no mitzvah to mikadish asayisha. Okay? That's the end of it. But the Ramban kanira holds that there is some kind of mitzvah. So he held it's a valid question. How come we only say a shvach? In other words, the Ramban also goes along with this mahalach that the bracha is not a bracha of a mitzvah. It's not asher kitshanu al arayis and all this. It's just right. I mean, that's not a brichas hamitzvah. It's a shvach. But Rav Asa, so make a bracha. Ashik tshani tzayis mitzvah and the kaddish
asa ish. But
it's the same terrace. What's the same? Oh, so you're machav into the Ravid says your terrace. The Ravid says just like we don't make a bracha by something that's telling someone else because maybe the person will back out. So to over here, you can't make a bracha. Wait a minute. No. I didn't say the Ravid properly. He says that's why we don't make the bracha before. Because he might back out. But you do make the bracha after.
Because she took the ring.
Because she took the ring already. So right. So the Ramban would still have a valid question. So at least after. At least after. So the Ravid says this is an exception. The Ravid says you do it after. Uh-huh. He says the long bracha that we say is the mitzvah, but we do it after because we're afraid
she'll change her mind.
So we wait till after.
So he's not too much.
Slightly. Right. No, the Rambam still says do it before. The Rambam says do it before. The Ravid says do it after, but he's masking just, he says we're afraid, so wait till after.
I thought the Ritva was the one that made that half communion.
Yeah, because the Ritva did. He said the Rambam holds you do it before. Because Oibel Asiyas. Ichalt it's shvach, so do it after.
But the Rambam says
mefurish. The Rambam says mefurish, you got to do it before. And the Rambam says very stark. He says, Kidesh Asaisha Veloy Birich. No bracha anymore. Masha asam kvar naset, too late. No bracha. You can't make a bracha anymore. So he holds it's like it's too late. Finished. It's over. But the Ravid says the etzem, the Rambam's right. It's a bracha of a mitzvah and it should be before. But we have a side thing that maybe she'll back out. So we wait till after. Fine. Okay. So where am I holding? Fine. So the Ramban asks this question. How come we don't... He goes with shvach. With the Ritva, then it's shvach. So he asks, why don't we have a bracha for the mitzvah? So Asher, one sentence bracha. Asher kitshon mitzvah of tzivon l'kadish as ha'isha. So he quotes a Gemara in Menachos. He says, the Gemara says in Menachos that kol mitzvah, or kol davar maybe, she'enoi gemar melachto, which isn't the gemar of the melacha, ein mevorchin aleha. You only make a bracha if it's the gemar. But if it's not the whole thing, we don't make a bracha. It's not the gemar. If you don't finish, you don't make a bracha. So Dr. Rabban, so here too. Kiddushin is only one half. You need still chuppah. After you give the ring, you need also the chuppah. So b'meila, it's not the gemar. That's the reason we don't make the bracha. So he says, let's say in our days, we do them together. You do the ring and the chuppah together. So now you have the ganza maisa with the gemara. He says, das nisht. Mikedesh machana chucho tulula. That this person's doing kedushin and he's not saying the bracha. This person is doing with the chuppah. He's yes saying the bracha. We can't do this. Since a lot of people in the times of Chazal was normal, they did the kedushin separately. And then it was not a gemara. Mela, no bracha.
So what
time
don't you make a bracha by
Nesuin
before the chuppah?
Oh, you mean so do it before the chuppah? You're saying so now you have the gemar. So do it now. That's
why
she
pushed the shayla.
Why not?
Well,
I mean, he must be saying that, isn't he? Because the Ramban is saying you haven't finished.
Of the mitzvah of kedusha, but it's not a standalone mitzvah.
You mean it's not enough of a mitzvah of its own? It's only like the gemar.
So one of the
nesuin is bialis. Okay.
What are the exceptions?
Right. It, the mitzvah of it, the thing that's makadosh it, is the kedusha.
If you do it, if you didn't do a bracha of Elas Yosa and you're still in the middle of it, you can still make the bracha.
Right.
But he says no.
So why? So how's the Ramban?
Kedusha nesuin, if it's one long mitzvah or it's not finished yet, so I can make the mitzvah now. I can't make it before the kedusha because maybe I'll never get to the nesuin. But once I'm at the nesuin already, I'm committed.
So you're saying, Lechayer, why don't you make the bracha now?
Yeah,
so Ram, you're trying to say that the real Iker mitzvah is only the kedushin.
Right.
It's just that the nesuin still is necessary to finish off, but it's not the real mitzvah. So
nesuin is barless of an isha. Is the ishas.
The ishas.
Right. But
The kiddushin is the main kinyan. The main part is the kiddushin.
Uh-huh.
No, the ikur part is the kiddushin. He said the ikur is the kiddushin, and then the suin is only like the tuffle.
So what is
the
mitzvah?
That's another thing.
We're not going in that.
Right, we don't seem to be going pir v'yavya because I'm saying like you could have kiddushins of a sris or islandist, you know, and you're not going to have any pir v'yavya here, and you're still, you know, there's just a mitzvah of getting married. But maybe still, you're saying, I hear if the mamash stand there. I didn't think it was such a good question you're asking. Why don't you make the bracha by the chuppah? You're saying maybe he holds the main thing is not the chuppah. Okay, that might have to do with what we're going to. Fine, but okay, that's what the Ramban answers. So, okay, I have a poshid pshat in the Yerushalmi. Because let's open up the Gemara that they're quoting there about that you need the Gemara. What is the Gemara referring to? The Gemara says, why don't we make a bracha when we make a pair of tefillin, alas sherkichanu, alasias tefillin, or sukkah. The Gemara has three questions. Or when you make a sukkah, say alasias sukkah. Or when you make tzitzis, say alasias tzitzis. So on all these three questions, the Gemara gives the same answer. Yeah. If it's not the Gemara, no brach. Ayin sham b'taisvis on the page right there. Avol birushalmi brachas isa. That when somebody makes a sukkah, he says, las a sukkah. When somebody makes a tzitzis, he says, las tzitzis. And when somebody makes tefillin, he says, las a tefillin. Upliga ashas dilan. Taisis says that the Yerushalmi argues on ashas. Oh, as I bezoi, I hear to my sire, so there's no problem. So of course it says in the Yerushalmi that you make a bracha, l'kadosh ha'isha, that you make a bracha on kiddushin. Why wouldn't you? The whole reason why the Ramban answered, why don't we do that? Because of the Gemara, that you don't make a bracha on the Gemara. But the Yerushalmi makes a bracha on the beginning too. So Memela, you can't, I want to answer Rabbi Chilmi Paris entirely. He says, nothing doing. If the Yerushalmi says you make a bracha on the Kiddushin, we're doing it, right? But the Ritva says, no, we hold that that Babli doesn't go with that. Why not? Very passionate. Why not?
Like the Ramban.
Like the Ramban. Right? So Mimela, it's a very good answer. Right? I was shocked. I couldn't understand why doesn't the Ritva say this? It's so passionate and glatt. I don't. The Ritva quotes the Ramban. That the reason is because not the Gemara. And he bringing the Yerushalmi. Why wouldn't he say this? I don't know. I still don't know why.
What are the examples again? Tzitzis?
Tzitzis, tefillin, and sukkah. Those three.
You don't make a bracha on doing it.
So I still don't have an answer. It's still bothering me. I don't know why the Ritva doesn't mention it.
I
looked there,
yeah.
And he didn't have anything. But this I did find Baruch Hashem. It's time when I was looking through Svarim and things. There's a sefer called Ma'or Yisrael from Rav Avadi Yosef. On Shas, on Moed Masechtas, on most Moed Masechtas, if not all of them, Al Hadaf. I don't know. Yeshiva Neir Yisrael has one. So, a Sephardi has a set. There's two Sephardim there they have. So I use theirs. And also, Reb Shragi has one of the volumes in his office. So between there, I could find it. So on Moed Katan Yud Ches Omer Aleph. He's discussing the Indian of this Indian. And Kilachar Yad, without like batting eyelash, he just throws in there. And the Yerushalmi says we make a bracha on Kiddushin. Of course, Lashitasai, like he holds that you make on tefillin. And, you know, just like with nothing. Like, of course, this is Lashitasai. So at least I saw somebody was thinking that way. There's got to be that somebody already was aiming on this. It's Pashit attack. Okay, fine. So anyways, so I'm trying to answer. The Yerushalmi is not a right to the Bavli. Okay. Now I want to go one step further. What exactly does the Ramban mean when he's saying that the Gemar, you can't make the bracha on the Kiddushin because the Gemar is the Nisuin? How come he thinks that the Gemar is the Nisuin? I mean, you did Kiddushin. The way that the Rambam says it is that we learn Kiddushin from the Pasuk Ki Yikach Ish Isha. L'chayra, you're done. You are done. It's the Gemara. You already did the whole Kiddushin. So why is the Ramban saying it's not the Gemara? I don't think the Rambam agrees with that. I mean, the Rambam says that we do make a bracha on the Kiddushin. And he's happy. That's the Gemara. So what's the pshat in the Ramban? So I wanted to say a pshat from what Rav Avram, the son of the Rambam, said. Rav Avram, the son of the Rambam, was asked the following question. There's a Gemara in Mayid Katan. And the Gemara discusses, are you allowed to make Kiddushin on Chol HaMoed or not? Because it could involve writing. A lot of times they would write a shtar. So the Gemara ends up saying you could, because we're afraid, Shem Yikad Menu Acher, so you could. So the Gemara says, Lema Messiahle. I'll bring you a rye, you can make Kiddushin on Chol HaMoed. Because it says, a nois ninoshin b'Chol HaMoed. Not allowed to do nisuin. Chuppah. Ta erisin is mishra shari. So Gemara says, no, loy lo mei malach. That erisin is us. Aye. So why did it say nisuin? Loy mi boyaka. Loy mi boyak kedushin vosin nisht ken mitzvah. So that's for sure. You shouldn't do it on Chol HaMoed. But even nisuin, which is a mitzvah, so salkadaitach, it's a mitzvah, you should do it. So therefore the Brisa said, even nisuin, which is a mitzvah, you shouldn't do it. So they told her, Avraham, shver on your father. Your father said that one of the mitzvah 213 is to do kiddushin. And here it says right away in the Gemara, yeah, that's what they asked her, Avraham, on his father. So he says, look carefully at the lashon of my father. If you look how my father wrote it, I think he told him to look like right in front of Hilchos Ishus, right on the top there, the Kayseris they call it. Yeah, it says Lisa Isha Bikidushin. Says my father didn't just say Lekadish Esa Isha, my father wrote Lisa Isha Bikidushin. So my father meant that Kiddushin is the Tchilas HaMitzvah, and the Nisuin is the Gemar HaMitzvah. That's what my father really meant. Memela, the pshat of the Gemara is loy mi boya the kiddushin alone, which is no full mitzvah. You haven't really finished anything yet, is aser. But even nisuin, which is the Gemara of the mitzvah, you might think it's better. No, you can't do that either. So lechayr that's mafurish like the Ramban. So I just want to shtel tzu Avram to the Ramban. Okay. But now, what you said gets me a little nervous, because you were saying, no, I know I might be right, and I don't know what to do now. I'm not sure anymore. Because you asked a very good kasha. So why don't you make the bracha on the chuppah? The Ramban says, you can't make the bracha on the erisin because you're not gemar. So make the bracha by the chuppah. So your tining must be the ikur is the kedushin. Does that fit with Rav Avraham ben Rambam? I'm saying it doesn't sound so much.
It's like Rebbe said, like the Babli, not like the Yerushalmi.
Yeah.
We only make it on the Gemara.
We only make it on the Gemara.
So,
yeah.
So if the Kaisera says Lisa Isha Bekedushin, the Chayyim right. Should make it on the Gemara, right?
Yeah.
Isha
Bekedushin.
So
okay.
If
so that
if I've made the Kedushin already and I set the whole, I made the Sukkah and I set it all up and I sit down in the Sukkah. So I make Leisha Basukah. So I set it up. I
right.
Say, I have it kudashously.
Right.
And now I'm ready to do
right.
The suin.
So why shouldn't you make it by the chuppah? Yeah, so I don't know. It's l'chayra not such a... It's not going to work out so good if the Ramban meant like a Ramban or Rambam, because then you should make it by the chuppah.
Right.
Okay, so I don't know. So I'll tell you, I have another pshat for the Ramban. Maybe the second one will be much better. But I just want to finish something up for a second in the Rav Avraham ben Rambam for a second. But how could Rav Avraham say such a thing for his father? But doesn't it say in the Rambam Beferish that Mitzvah 213 is ki yikach ish? So kicha, that's kiddushin or that's chuppah? So Rav Avraham ben Rambam is claiming somehow that that's both. Because he's saying that the mitzvah is, my father meant half is the kiddushin, and half is the nisuin. How do you get that out of the word ki'ikach? But the truth is, it's not so shever.
It's a different
Because of many places, the word in the Chumash ki yikach does mean is two and two. Like, for example, right in Parashas Shoftim, Umi ha'ish asher eras isha v'loy lekocha.
Oh, beautiful.
Isn't that very good?
Great.
You see that kicha can be nisuin. So it's not so shver.
I mean, there's a machlekes between Abai and Rava. Kedush is loy nipsun l'biya, right?
Right.
So notice the kedushin has to be something that's
going to lead, for sure, to that mutar l'biya. Right. That's for sure. The question is, but what is the mitzvah? You know. Okay, so Rav Rav say in the word kiyikach, it includes the kedushin and the nisuin. That's what he said. But as we said, l'chayr, we brought a nice ha'orah that doesn't fit to the Ramban so well, because then make the bracha by the chup. So I want to say a second pshat in the Ramban, which is based on the Rivash. In Shuvas Rivash, he explains that the idea of the mitzvah of kedushin is that it's a chana for Pru Revu. That is the idea behind the mitzvah of Kiddushin, which l'chayra means that he holds the mitzvah is taka only in a case of Pru Revu. In a case where she's an islandist or whatever, a saris, then it wouldn't be a mitzvah. It would still be a Kenyan, but it wouldn't be a mitzvah.
Who says that in what? Who says this?
The Rivash, he says
in the Rambam?
No, I don't think
says
he...
Says by himself.
By himself.
Right?
Okay, yeah, by himself.
That's not the
Shita Saramba.
Right.
No. His own sheet. So it is a mitzvah, but the mitzvah, he says, is a hachana peruvu. Oh, so now, if that's what the idea of the mitzvah is, so now, midoy raisa, most Rishonim say, that after Kiddushin, it's mutter bebiyah. We say we need chuppah. Most Rishonim say that's a durabanan, that they said that without chuppah, she's also bebiyah. Yeah. There is a Rishit, it's a ravid, it makes a chiddush. The ravid says that is a deraisa. But the Rashba right there says, and he says, the osar lanu esarusa. He says, what does it mean? Hashem made it osar. The Rabbana made it. He says, that's Hashem, because every time we say, he says, Asher kitchanu b'mitzvayisa v'tzivanu l'hadlik ner Chanukah. Who did it? The Rabbana. So the same thing, v'osar lanu esarusa. The Rabbana, l'isasar. Right. So he says it's a Rabbana. Rashi, I think, says it's the Rabbana. Most say it's the Rabbana. Oh, so Ebezoi Kumtaist, that midoraisa, the mitzvah is kedusha, right? Really, because that's really what you need for the achana for the peruvu.
That should be the mitzvah.
Oh, ba midrabanan, they don't allow. So you're midrabanan a bracha heim amru beheim amru. Right? Midrabanan, they said no, we want chuppah also. So, Memela, that could be what the Ramban is learning, the Rivash's idea, that the mitzvah is being mechin for Pru Revu. But he's saying, Lamaisa, it's not the Gemar, because it's not fully muchen yet. Because Lamaisa, the Ramban added on chuppah. Oh, so now it comes out like this. The mitzvah that it says, ki yikach ish isha, really is kedushin. Because in the Torah, the only thing needed for Puravu is Kiddushin. And that's the only thing that Torah said is the mitzvah, is the Kiddushin. Lamaisa, the Rabbanan don't want you to say the bracha, because nowadays, it isn't the Gemar. It isn't the Hachana for Puravu, because Lamaisa, you need Chuppah. But the Chuppah is not the mitzvah, because the Rabbanan didn't create new mitzvahs. The mitzvah is in the Torah, Kiddushin. Just, it's the idea is the mitzvah of Kiddushin in the Torah is B'Toiras Hachana for Puravu. So since nowadays the Kiddushin isn't yet enough Hachana for Puravu, it's not called the Gemar. But Avada, the mitzvah is Kiddushin. That would fit much better that you can't make a bracha on the chuppah. Because it's not the mitzvah. Kikach Yishisha is not referring to the chuppah, it's referring to the Kiddushin. It's just not enough to be a Gemar. Okay, so this is the other way to understand the idea of what the Ramban is saying, that it's not a gemar.
Is the makar for chuppah also from this week's parsha?
No.
Oh,
you mean, could you say that? I'm trying to remember now. I do remember that somebody says something like that in the look in the netziv on the pasuk over there. He says something like that. I don't remember klars. Okay, so let's just make a sikkum quickly. What happened over here? Firstly, we said that there's two pshatim. Vayvarech Rivka. Was it the Kiddushin, Birchas Erisin, or Birchas Nisuin? We said the Rambam is going to have to say it was Birchas Nisuin for two reasons, because of the order. It has to, because they did the Kiddushin, and then the, and also that Elias didn't say. Then we talked about I, the Yerushalmi, says that you do make a Birchas HaMitzvos on Kiddushin. The Furish Yerushalmi said, yeah, of course, that's the Yerushalmi, because Yerushalmi says you can make a bracha without a gemar. And then the last thing we said is, where did the Ramban get this thing that the Kiddushin is not the gemar? So first we tried the Rav Ben Rambam, because he says that the essay includes two halves, but then it's going to be Shver L'Chayr, make the bracha by the Chuppah. So we tried the other way. The Kiddushin is really the mitzvah, but since it's not the Gemara HaChan of a Pre-Revu, so Mimela, therefore, you can't make the bracha by the Kiddushin. But the Chuppah is Ogeret, Nishka mitzvah.
But the Rebbe has to write up the last part.
Yes, I have to write it.
We said it right.
Avada, always, I always, all corrections and stuff, I write up afterwards. No shayla. Of course.
No, they want to get new chairs for the ladies.
Oh, for the ladies. You should get it for the men.
Listen, hey, they sleep already through the rabbi's speech. And uncomfortable.
They just got to get cup holders here. Watch a movie. Watch a movie. You're like the stewardess. You get me once a day.
You know where those chairs came from?
Oh, really? Oh, so the ladies don't like this? The ladies don't like
Well, there are a few that are breaking. And
oh, they're uncomfortable, right?